In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
John Duggan joins us. JD, Rory McIlroy has begun his master's defence. What happened in the opening round?
Well, still ongoing, Ciara. How are you? And McIlroy has been out of position, a bit rusty on his return to Augusta, where he has had the green jacket and the dinner and everything this week, and he's defending champion. He's even par level for the tournament through seven holes. So I had a birdie on the second and then three putt at the third, and just out of position with his tee shots. Just a bit of rust with Rory McIlroy. We have Patrick Reed, the American, is leading. He won the tournament in 2018, 8 years ago, and has been playing on the LIV Tour and has been playing in the Middle East this year and has won twice in the Middle East. He won in Dubai and Qatar, so he's in good form. Hasn't played at America at all, but he's a 500 par leading after a couple of eagles through his first nine. He's a shot ahead of Tommy Fleetwood from Lancashire in England, who's 400 par. And then there's a couple of shots to the next chasing players. Shane Lowry, mixed bag, one under after nine holes, had a couple of early birdies, then he three-putted from 3 feet. And then he's made another bogey, and then he's made another couple of birdies. So mixed from Shane. He's one under par, but happy with the position with the back nine to come. Tom McKibben on his debut, even par through four. Bryson DeChambeau also even par. It looks like absolute paradise, but there is the beauty, and then there's the beast of the course, which can just grab you and plunge you into a bogey.
It certainly can.
I love the drama of it all, JD.
It will just bubble up beautifully to a Sunday night film, effectively, for 4 hours, and get out the popcorn and make sure that couch is new and fresh.
John Duggan, the Grand National taking place in Antrim on Saturday.
It is.
Lots of Irish trained horses. How did we do on day one?
We did 3 winners. And
not bad.
All in grade ones and 13 to 8 favourites. Brighter Days Ahead won the entry hurdle for Meath trainer Gordon Elliott and Kerry jockey Jack Kennedy. They also had the first winner with Mange 2 in the juvenile hurdle at a price of 5-1. And then we had Waterford trainer Henry de Bromhead send out Cocktail Divan, 3-1 chance to win under Cork jockey Dara O'Keefe in the novices chase. Django Bay won the bowl. Lots of exotic names.
They are quite exotic, aren't they?
For the Grand National meeting, the first day of three, the big race, 4 o'clock on Saturday.
That's always the one that, the one time of the year I put a bet on a horse race.
Have you ever won it?
My son, 1 year, won it with a horse that was 150-1, and I'd given him a fiver. He won 750 quid, and I think I actually said to myself, oh my God, have I just set him up for a lifetime of gambling addiction? Do you know what I mean? To go out like that on your first bet.
Mine was a little more modest. That Guitar,
1982.
82. I think it was about 8 or 9-1. And I think
it was the favourite, yeah.
I think I had 2 quid on it or something.
Dick Saunders, 48-year-old jockey.
Yeah. Still remember it.
This is good news. Katie Taylor's hope of a career finale in Croke Park may still be alive. Did he?
Well, the Croke Park Stadium director, Peter McKenna, has spoken to the BBC about the possibility of a Tyson Fury-Anthony Joshua heavyweight fight taking place at the Home of Gaelic Games in September. So the two former heavyweight champions, both from the UK, have never squared up in the ring against each other. It is, to me, a feeling that they're probably both past their best. I mean, Fury's about 37 now, Joshua's 36. But if it did happen, it would be a sellout. And that would mean that Katie Taylor would be on the undercard. And that would happen then before she walked off into the sunset. She's 40 this year, Katie. And McKenna quoted as saying to the BBC, the real hope is that we would get Tyson Fury here later on in the year. That would be such a world-bending event that we'd be able to facilitate a Katie Taylor fight here. A lot of stars need to align. Katie's manager needs to agree. Katie's promoter needs to agree. Tyson Fury's promoter needs to agree. I'm very confident all three are coming to the sense that this is one of Ireland's greatest sporting athletes. It'd be such a wow to have her here and for her to finish her career here. I don't know if it'll happen. I think Croke Park might be a white whale when it comes to Katie Taylor.
Would really? Her manager want her to be on the undercard?
Yeah, it does seem like not maybe a fitting finale, doesn't it?
Well, Eddie Hearn, if he had a sellout at Croke Park, I'm sure he would. It would be appealing to him, I think.
Okay. All right. What's the space? A Munster rugby stalwart set to retire.
Yes. John Ryan, 37 years of age, will quit the pro game at the end of the season after 16 years. The prop has played 256 times for the province in three spells.
A lot of scrums.
And 25 caps for Ireland as well. Yeah, rather him than me.
Yeah.
But well done.
Some servant for rugby.
Look, it's such a difficult position and to be still going at 37 is pretty amazing.
Finally, JD, there's Europa League quarterfinal action tonight involving two Premier League sides.
Aston Villa in Italy to play Bologna. Great to be there right now, wouldn't it?
Oh,
a bit of pasta, bit of wine, a bit of football,
bit of bolognese,
and then Porto, the other choice for Portugal, Porto FC Porto against Nottingham Forest. Remember, the winners of this competition.
That wouldn't be bad either.
No, it wouldn't be. I've not been to both. I must change my plans.
Been to both too.
Well, pretty good.
Yeah.
Nothing surprises me. So both. The winner will earn a Champions League spot next season, but obviously the main draw at the moment is the Masters and Patrick Reed leading on 5 under.
Yeah. Rory, a level par wouldn't be a disaster, would it?
It wouldn't. I just think last year he came into the tournament in such magnificent form and then he won. I don't think he's in the same form this time around.
No. He did have that double bogey on the two double bogeys.
And that's when I said he was more likely to miss the cut than win. What would I know? Then he won. But Patrick Reed is playing very well and he is he's not short of confidence, Patrick Reed. And he's blazing a trail, but there's a long, long way to go. Wait till Sunday evening.
Okay.
Thank you,
JD.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place. With coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.